This is Phoenix FM.
I tell you what, I'm some sort of ears. I'm a Job. I said only yesterday I was saying about the cricketers. Oh, doesn't England do well every year? It's fabulous. They always win. And overnight, they're not winning at all. It's disgraceful. Now, I'm joined in the studio by Sophie Beback. I've got the name correct, eventually. And now you're from Brentwood Songster. So thanks for coming in to join us today. Now, you're going to be taking part in the Brentwood Lighting Up, which is on the 30th, which everybody's really excited about.
Absolutely.
So tell us. Now, we've got the website. It's all the W's, brentwoodsongsters.co.uk, if you want to check
That's out the website. Yeah.
Tell us everything that you do.
I was brought up in Brentwood, went to school in Brentwood,
yep,
and then went off to university in London, lived in London for 9 years, and moved back in Easter this year.
Yep.
And lots of my students in Brentwood, my singing students, said they really like a choir, youth choir in Brentwood. A lot of the schools have got choirs,
yep,
but they wanted something else outside of school, high standards, singing in lots of different parts. So I raised the challenge and launched Brentwood Songsters in April.
Yep.
It's gone from strength to strength since April. Last time was brilliant. We sang on the High Street for the Love Your Market event,
yep,
in May. And we also did a fundraising concert for hearing dogs for the deaf in July.
Yep.
And raised about £100, which is brilliant. We've got about 25 members in the main choir, which is 8 to 16-year-olds.
Yep.
And they just love it, and I love it. And we all just have a real laugh. We meet every Tuesday, 5:30 till 7, at Brentwood Baptist Church Hall.
Yep.
And they've very kindly hired us their facilities for this year. Now this year, just since September, I've also launched a group for younger children. So a lot of younger siblings wanting to join, but they were just a little bit too young to get their heads around all the music that we were tackling in the older choir. So I launched Mini Songsters in September, which at the moment is a very small group. We have 6 members, but they're extremely dedicated.
Yep.
And again, it's just all about having fun and making music.
So what type of songs do you do? Because do people, or number one, have to read music, or
they don't have to read music?
Yep. Excellent.
I've taken it upon myself to try and teach them to.
Yep.
We do have members in the main choir. I would say about 60% of them do read music.
Yep.
That, because they're having music lessons outside on various instruments and things, and singing lessons. But then there are a handful that don't read music at all, and that doesn't hold them back.
Yep.
And I help them along, and the other members help them along, and it's really nice. I sort of sit them, mix them, match them up so they can help each other.
Yep.
Really, the only criteria is that you enjoy singing. There's no auditions, there's no, you know, anything like that.
What sort of songs do you actually do?
So far we've been focusing on songs from shows and musicals, film, television. But we've just started tackling some Christmas repertoire,
mm-hmm,
and which is slightly more classical repertoire. We're doing a joint concert with Brent McCall Society on the 7th of December. And that includes a piece by Cecilia McDowell, who's a modern classical composer.
Yep.
So that's very different from the Songsters, because last term they didn't really do anything like that. We did do some folk song arrangements last term. So we are doing a real mixture, and I'm trying to challenge them in different ways.
Yep.
And if we are doing songs that are familiar to them, I'm adding in lots of different parts and harmonies so that,
yep,
they're challenging their ears as well and learning different parts, not just singing the melody line at full pelt.
Yeah, that's the one thing I did an ad a little while ago, and I was saying to people on air that I can't read music, and the other three could. But what I was singing was completely, not because I was out of tune, by the way, was a completely different tune. But when you see, the thing is, you're at home, you practice, you go, ooh, la, 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 and then you get with the choir, or you get with I'm singing with the group, and then you kind of go, oh, and it's quite hard,
yeah,
to do, especially when you think of age groups as well. That's just,
yeah,
awesome.
The joy of singing is that anyone can have a go,
yeah,
and anyone can do it, and anyone can enjoy it. I'm making it my task to help them get the most out of it and get them, bless you, the most they can out of it. The idea of the Mini Songsters is not so much to kind of get them off on the stage and all of that. I mean, it's to build their confidence so,
yep,
that they do feel they can, but also to give them that basic musical education so that they, when they become 8 or 9 and they join the main choir, they'll feel, I'll hand them the music and it won't just look like a foreign language loads of black dots on the page. I go, actually, I can kind of make sense of what this means.
Yeah.
Yeah, so hopefully that's the gift that we're Brentwood Songsters is providing.
And to give young children a bit of confidence as well. If you've got a child that's quite shy, I think it would be quite a good idea to put them in, because they're not sort of thrust up the front. They can hide in sort of like the group of people.
And
yeah.
We're already seeing massive results with some kids who are lacking confidence for all sorts of reasons. We've actually got quite a few children who are not in education for various reasons, who have come, and it's their social fix for the week, and they absolutely love it, and they're just getting so much from it, and it's an absolute joy to see.
And how much does it cost? What sort of cost?
This term it's been £50, so they pay £50 subs for the whole term, but for this term that's 14 rehearsals and 3 concerts plus a lighting up, so it works out about £2.80 a session it really is very affordable. I'm working very hard at the moment to attract some sponsorships so that we can hopefully get that cost down even further. Just because I just want the doors to be open to everyone. I don't want anyone to be afraid of joining or thinking, oh, I can't afford that. And what I will say now is, if £50 in one chunk is too much, I do also, people can pay it in 2 or 3 installments across the term as well. I'm very relaxed about that. I just really want people to be able to join in. My goal, really.
Now, you've got Brentwood Lighting Up, which is going to be a fantastic event, as you know, on the 30th of December. 30th of December, shall I try it on again? Get it the right date. 30th of November. Don't turn up on the 30th of December, there'll be nothing there. 30th of November, the High Street is going to be closed. There's going to be a massive stage at the end. There's also one on Crown Street as well. It was phenomenal last year. There's so many stalls with local businesses, local produce. There's going to be a Santa's Grotto. Santa's coming, by the way.
I know, the songsters are very excited.
I think everyone is. It's like, where is he? I think he might be in the Sugar Hut at one stage, and then he might sort of be making his way to the water stage as well. So he's going to be all over the place.
Yes, well, the songsters are going to be on the main stage. I hope I remember this right. 1:45.
Yep.
And then we're going down to the Crown Street stage.
Yes.
For, I think, either 2:30 or 2:45. I probably should have checked that before I came in this morning, but I'm sure we can get that up on the website. And they are bouncing off the walls about it. They are seriously excited.
And what sort of things are they going to be doing on the day? What sort of...
We're going to do... we did a concert on Friday for Children in Need last Friday and raised over £400, which was
excellent.
Fab. We're going to do a couple of pieces from there. So we probably... It's not completely decided yet, but probably a Les Mis medley.
Yep.
We've got a couple of Christmassy tunes to throw in. And possibly a Disney tune or two.
Yeah.
We're going to have a vote at next week's rehearsals.
So you stand at the front.
Kids,
you do confess and stand at the front and do the conducting.
I wave my hand.
Yeah, so I'm doing it on air. Nobody can
smile,
see.
And smile like the Cheshire cat.
Yeah.
I let them choose their favourites, really, for this kind of event.
Yeah.
The main thing is everyone just enjoys it.
And how many children will be on the stage at this?
I think we've got about 20 for the lighting up.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, excellent.
Yeah,
oh, they'll be going mad, don't they?
They already are.
Yeah. It's a great stage. I was on it last year doing a bit of hosting, and it's a really fabulous stage, and it's really up high so people can get the sense of... nothing worse when you're on a stage when it's only about 1 foot high, because you don't get that kind of look, but they'll love it when they're up
there. Well, the songsters have a uniform. They have a T-shirt with, our logo on everything, but they're all very disappointed because I said, we won't be wearing our uniforms because they'll freeze. I said, just wear as many layers as you can.
Yes, yeah. That's one thing. Do wrap up warm on the 30th, because it was last year freezing, especially if you're standing around. Yeah. But they'll be bouncing around. Yeah. They'll be fine.
Yeah.
They could wear bikinis and little, and they'd be absolutely not the boys, but they could be bouncing about all over the place. Now, if you want to find out more, you can go to all the W's, brentwoodsongsters.co.uk. Everything's set out there. As you said, it's £50 per term, but you will actually, if people want to go along, you can break that down, so it's not so expensive.
And people are welcome to come for a session for free to try it out and see if they like it.
Yep.
What I would say is, at this stage in the term, it's quite difficult to join in because they've kind of learned all their songs ready for the next few concerts, and there's obviously only a few weeks left of this term.
Yep.
So we would be looking now for new members joining in January in the new year. But the more the merrier, everyone's welcome.
Excellent. Well, lovely to meet you. What's your Twitter account, by the way?
My Twitter account, I really should have thought this more carefully, because it's my name, which is Sophie Bebeck, but nobody can spell it.
There is that, yes. Yeah. So I'll pronounce it like I did earlier.
But if you go on the Brentwood Songsters website, you will see it spelt correctly there. And you can follow me on Twitter, but Brentwood Songsters are also on Facebook. We're often in the Gazette, and we're around and about, so you'll and we'll be handing our flyers out at the lighting up, so you'll find us.
Excellent.
we're not shy.
Well, lovely to meet you today, and the best of luck. I should be there sort of floating around. Can't wait to see the children. They'll be excellent, and they'll be very excited Father Christmas will be around as well. And
then
you have a mulled wine maybe while they're not while they're singing. That sounds dreadful, doesn't it? Waving your arms about with two cups of mulled wine. That's not what she wanted to create that impression at all. But there's there's so many things. There's going to have, there's food stalls, said Father Christmas, there's going to be I think Brentwood Brewing Company going to be there, but it's loads.
Yeah, there's
absolutely
lots going
loads
on, and I know Crown Street are all pulling together to do all sorts of fab things.
Yeah.
So I've got my table booked at Gastro Burger Company.
Oh, yeah, very, very nice. Oh, lovely, yes. Yeah, I should be pottering down there at some stage as well. Lovely to meet you, Sophie. Thanks very much. Don't forget to check out the website. I'll just give it to you again. It's all the W's, brentwoodsongsters.co.uk. And if you missed the beginning bit of the interview, it will be up online over the weekend. Right, here's Lewis Watson with Even If.
Apologize, I know there's still a hill to climb, and I know that I'll never quite convince you.